All right, it is Tuesday morning, and our state legislature has before them a proposed budget from Governor Rick Snyder. So we've been talking to our local lawmakers about what they think of the budget, what their priorities are. In line with us right now is State Representative Dan Lowers. Dan, good morning.
Morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us this morning. Your thoughts as you've had a few days now to look over the governor's budget. What do you think of it?
Well, we look at it as a good starting point. It begins the conversation between the governor and the legislature. The legislature is interested in many of the things that the governor is promoting, but in addition to the areas he's looking to increase spending, we're also interested in looking for ways to trim the tax bill on the taxpayer. So we think that if we can get some kind of a tax reduction plan, an income tax reduction plan in place, that helps put a limit on the growth of government over the long term, Paul. And that's really what that's about. The government grows pretty much each year, just like all businesses and all expenses, and we're interested in trying to find a way to continue to pay down the debt and make the smart investments in education and infrastructure, but at the same time we'd like to also put in place some priorities for limiting how big our government can continue to grow.
So where do you trim the fat if there is, such a thing in state government budgets anymore? Because it seems like for years and years it's been about trimming the fat. But if you want to reduce taxes, is there anywhere left to cut, and where would you cut?
Well, I think there is, because if you look at as the economy rebounds, as we do better and we work more in Michigan, we see that, we see our revenues increasing on the state level. So it's maybe not so much about trimming as it is about limiting growth. That's really what I'm saying. It's that rather than spending every new dollar that comes in, we first want to see debt reduced, and secondly, we want to maybe put in place some limitations so that we don't get in a situation really where we have been in the past where reduction is always hard, shrinking back is always hard. So it's just no different than in our homes. If you get used to a certain amount of income and suffer a real reduction on that, boy, you really scramble to figure out how you're going to accommodate for that. So we're just trying to put the brakes on in place so that we don't continue to just have unlimited growth.
Governor wants to continue to contribute to the rainy day fund, which I think with this budget, Dan, will go over $1 billion. Is that too much? Do we need to cut back on that a little bit?
No. There's I'm no accountant, but there are fiduciary standards in place, and I think the size of our discretionary budget is around $10 billion in the state, and I believe they say that our rainy day fund our savings account should be something over $1 billion. I think of 1.4 or 1.6 or something in order to get the highest bond ratings and really be considered best practices and all that stuff. So we're not there yet, but we're glad to see it moving in the right direction.
More spending for Flint's infrastructure as well as they continue to deal with their water crisis. Is that how many more years are we going to continue to fund that at this point, Dan?
Well, I hope we're wrapping that up and on the downside of that. And when we talk about infrastructure, we want to make sure the state's being smart about that. It's really not the citizens of St. Clair's responsibility to pay for Flint's infrastructure no more than it is Flint's to pay for St. Clair's. So, when we talk about the state's involvement in infrastructure, I'll certainly be, pushing in the direction of we can help with direction and leadership and maybe even help people with financing, but not. I really hope we don't see the state trying to get involved in paying for individual community infrastructure projects, because then you'd be create this system of, you know, I guess who gets it and who doesn't, mm-hmm. you know. I don't know about you, but on my, you know, on my farm, I pay for my own water. You know
sure.
what I mean?
Right,
right. My own well.
Well, yeah, and the other thing municipalities are dealing with as well, and you've been hearing a lot about this in Lansing these days, is those unfunded liabilities that Port Huron and several other communities are having to find ways to fund. Is there some state help available there too?
Well, they, you know, that problem's not going to go away. I believe the governor just had his first task force meeting last week on that issue. You know, I had some legislation last year that's supposed to bring the real numbers in so that we can really see what is the extent of that underfunding. And then work with the local communities to find ways to address it. You know, that's one where if we ignore it long enough, we end up with more communities in bankruptcy over, you know, not addressing a liability that's out there. So, yes, I think you'll see the state, you know, having a role there as well, whether that's in, you know, allowing some kind of backing on their financing, or is it, you know, helping develop a set of standards so that everybody knows, you know, what to expect going forward.
Talking with State Representative Dan Lowers about the proposed state budget. Dan, what is your role going to be in shaping this budget? Because you've got kind of an expanded role in the legislature now.
Yes. As the majority floor leader, you know, my role is to make sure that that legislation moves through the House floor effectively, and that means that you know, you got to monitor how it's coming through the committees, both on the House and the Senate side. I don't have responsibilities for the Senate side, but you know, we keep an eye on that too, because both chambers need to pass the budget in order to get it to the governor on time. So it's a fun role, and we just got to make sure that everything is moving in a timely fashion. You really, it's almost like being the air traffic controller of legislation in the House.
That is one thing that this governor has made it a point to get the budget process started early and make sure that we aren't waiting until the 11th hour on this stuff.
Yeah, we've really made that the norm, and we want to keep it that way. And you know, the only thing worse than not having enough money is not knowing how much, not enough you have.
Right.
You know,
so exactly.
At least we get everybody their information ahead of time.
All right, good stuff. We'll check in from time to time, Dan. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Have a great day, Paul.
You too. Take care. Bye bye.